The Siddhana Yoga of Buddha Haruka presents the Guru Yoga of Jay Tsongkhapa. Inseparable from our root guru, Buddha Shakyamuni and Haruka. This is so beautiful. You know, one of the reasons why we're encouraged to become familiar with every line, because every line is a teaching. And our guru's talking to us, giving us advice from his heart. So in the yoga of Buddha Haruka, it is the guru yoga of Jay Tsongkhapa. Of course, we're Kadampas. That's our main practice, the guru yoga of Jay Tsongkhapa. In this practice, we are engaging in the guru yoga of Jay Tsongkhapa, inseparable from our root guru, Buddha Shakyamuni, and Haruka. We can say like these four holy beings synthesized into one. So many of you know the name of the name we give this supreme holy being is Guru, Samadhi, Buddha, Haruka. And Venerable Geshe-la says, in this context, it's the yoga of Jay Tsongkhapa inseparable from our root guru, Buddha Shakyamuni and Haruka, known as Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka. So when we hear the most holy name, Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka, for us as modern day Kadampas, faithful Kadampa practitioners, this is our supreme holy being. When we say Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka, in our heart is the recognition, supreme holy being. So in this context, root guru, so there's a difference between spiritual guide, guru, and root guru. So root guru refers to our spiritual guide from whom we have received the instructions, transmission, and empowerment of Haruka Bodhi Mandala. This is our root guru. And these days, we can have received the instructions, transmission, and empowerment of Haruka Bodhi Mandala, for example, through the kindness of Genla Jampa, at the most recent summer festival, for example. We can still understand that at Genla Jampa's heart is our founder, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche. The name Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka implies that our root guru, Jay Tsongkhapa, or Sumati Kirti, Buddha Shakyamuni and Haruka are one person, but have different aspects. So this is a wonderful understanding. This is relying upon this supreme holy being accomplishes so many jobs all at once. So if you're unfamiliar or new to this practice, we'll come to understand just how powerful, how skillful, practical this supreme holy being, Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka. Guru means our root guru. Samadhi is Sanskrit for Jay Tsongkhapa's ordained name. So Jay Tsongkhapa, Buddha Shakyamuni, Haruka. They are one person with four different aspects. So I'm going to draw out of this text sentences you may have missed that I think are so important. And if you know them already, you'll be so delighted. You know, when we know something already and we're actually really practicing it, when we hear it, our heart fills with delight. We never think, oh, I know all this. I know this. We don't think like that. We think, I love this. I love hearing this. I need to hear this again and again and again. So Venerable Geshe-la says, so we're recognizing the Supreme Holy Being, Guru Samati Buddha Haruka, one person, four aspects, different aspects. We need to maintain this recognition at all times for our practice of Haruka Body Mandala to be effective. So you can ask yourself, do I maintain this recognition at all times? That we're relying on the Supreme Holy Being, Guru Samadhi, Buddha Haruka. We need this recognition at all times. So this is a wonderful practice. And in this training in Guru Yoga, we're training to be in Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka's presence at all times. And there's different ways to do this, but this is the real quick path. We remain in Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka's presence, moment by moment by moment,